Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The right fielder, Herb Norrin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting second. The second baseman, Wally Shannon. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Duke Carmel. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gene Oliver. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gene Green. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alex Gramas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Miller. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Miller. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball four. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman strikes out. One out. Herb Norrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norrin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gramas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin strikes out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Carmel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel strikes out. One out. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. Two outs. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas is walked intentionally. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Green. Dark reaches second base with a double. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grammas fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCarver for the out. One out. Wally Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0 for 1 in the game. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0 for 1 in the game. Noren hits a fly ball into left field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Carmel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Boyer reaches second base with a double. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carmel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Noren. Carmel reaches second base with a double. Boyer scores. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a line drive towards third. Dark reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carmel. The throw from Taylor and he is out, Dark applying the tag. Two outs. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gramas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gramas. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Gramas steals second. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gramas moves to third. Bill Henry now pitching. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 2 in the game. McCarver hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0 for 2 in the game. Shannon strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long fields the ball and throws to Henry covering. Safe. Gramas scores. Miller moves to second. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Marshall pinch hits for Bill Henry. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. John Buzzard now pitching. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carmel hits a fly ball into right field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gramas is walked intentionally. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Oliver trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Gramus moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0-for-2 in the game. Noren takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field. Oliver picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Oliver. Noren moves to third. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Carmel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Noren tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-3 in the game. McCarver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. McCarver reaches second base with a double. Wally Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0-for-3 in the game. Shannon strikes out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. McCarver moves to third. Two outs. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor fires to third and picks off McCarver. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor strikes out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gramus misplays the ball. That's an error on Gramus. Billy Williams pinch hits for John Buzzard. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gramus fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ben Johnson now pitching. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Carmel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor misplays the ball. That's an error on Taylor. Carmel moves to second. Kurt Flood pinch runs for Gene Green. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Grammas hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Miller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Kurt Flood now playing center field. Duke Carmel now playing left field. Gino Cimoli now playing right field. Hal Smith now catching. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Noren hits a fly ball into left field. Carmel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Miller, and towards Boyer, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson pinch runs for Walt Morin. Earl Averill pinch hits for Dale Long. Marshall Bridges now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Don Eddie pinch runs for Earl Averill. Art Schult pinch hits for Sammy Taylor. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grandma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.